Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to Standing on My Soapbox, brought to you each week right here on the Left of Straight Radio Network. For sponsorship and advertising opportunities, check out our website at www.leftofstraightradio.com. Join us here every week and be sure to download our free app at your iPhone or Android App Store. Just search for Left of Straight Radio. Thank you and good night.
Hey guys, welcome everybody to Standing on My Soapbox, our weekly rant, rave, and review show about the week in pop culture, politics, and LGBT news. Guys, I have a great special guest coming on in just a couple of moments calling in. She is the lovely and beautiful Rachel Currents, currently killing it in the New Edition story on BET, playing Ronnie DeVoe's wife, R&B legend Shamari Fears from the group Black. All right, we're going to have Rachel on. She's calling in right now. I'm going to have a little bit of Tara Naomi Help You Fly. When we come back, we're going to get right into the week. Thanks for joining us. If you want to call in, give us a call here at 347-989-0126. Tell us what's on your mind this week. Come on and stand on my soapbox. We'll be back in just a couple of seconds with the lovely Rachel Currents.
I know how misery loves its company. Got a party gathered around you now. They come running from far and wide, but who's gonna help you fly? And they come calling when you're falling down. Someone always pick you up off the ground. Oh, nobody wanna see you cry, but who's gonna help you fly? Whoa, 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 who's gonna help you fly? Well, the city that I live in feels smaller every day. It's like a little town. People always gonna help you get by, but who's gonna help you fly? It's a messed up situation when I got the world to call on when the well runs dry. But I just wanna celebrate my life. Wanna find someone to help me fly. Whoa, whoa. Bye.
All righty, guys. We are back. Welcome, everybody. I'm so excited to have my guest co-host with me today. She's the lovely and beautiful Rachel Currents. She's currently killing it, the new edition story on BET, playing Ronnie DeVoe's wife, R&B legend Shamari Fears of the group Black. She has so much stuff going on. And Rachel, just thanks so much for being on the show. What's up?
Oh, my God. Hi. Thank you for having me. So excited.
Well, I'm excited to have you. This is our weekly show where we get to have a little fun. It's internet radio. We can kind of rant and rave and review everything that's going on this week. We can cuss a little and just have a little bit of fun.
Oh, my God. We can cuss?
It's internet radio, baby. Anything goes.
I've never got to do that. Okay, perfect.
I try to keep it like PG-13 because eventually I want to get on iHeartRadio. Right now I'm just on a couple of other radio stations. iHeart's really something on that, so for now, I'm having a little fun, you know?
Okay, well, perfect. Let's do it.
Cool. Well, we're going to learn a little bit about you over this hour, and then we'll talk a little bit about some pop culture and politics.
Yeah.
The big thing about it. Are you into politics at all, or are you just over it all?
I'm over it. I am so over it.
It's just crazy, isn't it? You can't get away from it.
You can't get away from it. Oh, my God. It was so nice being out of the country and just not having to deal.
I bet. Now, tell me about that. You just got in not too long ago back to L.A. Where were you visiting?
I was in the Maldives for Valentine's.
How nice. Was that for work or for play?
It was for pleasure.
Good for you.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How was that? Was it relaxing? What all did you do? Or do you go for adventure? Or what do you go for?
Oh, man, I just went to relax, enjoy Valentine's, get out the country, beautiful beaches, crystal blue waters, white sand. Oh, my God, if you can get there, I recommend, highly recommend you go, especially if you're, like, a water lover like me, the best.
Nice. I am. That sounds fantastic. Well, sorry you had to get back into L.A., and hopefully the weather will stay good. You guys are going to get poured on again this weekend from what I hear.
No, thank goodness. As soon as I got back, it was like similar weather to the Maldives. Like there was a breeze. It was around 70 when I got back. So,
oh, that's not bad then.
Oh my God, I would hate to go home. Well, unfortunately, no offense, but to like 30 degree weather in like New York or Kansas City. You know what I mean? LA is just like year round, pretty much springtime, summer.
Oh my gosh. It's so crazy. I mean, I told you off air that I'm from LA, so I remember how nice it was. 29 years, I never got snowed on in my life. I had to drive to it, right? And now I'm back here in Northeast Ohio where the weather, today our lovely high is 31 degrees.
31? Oh, my God. Okay, so I didn't mean to offend you with the 30-degree comment.
it's a little mess. It's a mess. And it's been such a
winter
back here. We've had, like, last winter was really nice. We only had to shovel snow, like, one time. So we didn't get a lot of snow, but it was cold as heck. This year we've had to only shovel snow twice, but it's been really cold, but it's been going really weird. Like the weekdays have been really cold and the weekends are warm. So it's been nice, but it's just crazy. You feel like you're getting sick all the time. It's 30 degrees, 28 degrees during the week. Then it goes up to like 65, 70 in the weekends. It's been strange.
Okay, when it's 60, 50 out here, that's too cold. And so that's why I go to warm places like the Maldives or just Hawaii. Why are you waiting till April to come to L.A.? This is the time now.
I know. I'm an idiot. And you know what? I've been here 15 years, and I've never been to Florida. Can you believe it? Most people here run to Florida and get in the summertime. I just have it all backwards for some reason.
Oh, my. You have it backwards. Okay. We're gonna, we got to fix that. We got New Year's resolution 2018.
2018, honey, I'm going to be living with you in L.A., I think. I don't know if I can handle this one more year. Well, speaking of beach, you grew up in La Jolla. Tell everyone about that. I mean, I love your backstory there. You grew up in La Jolla. You were a little Miss Southern California. But your mom took you back and forth to L.A. for auditions and everything and really helped out launch your career. Talk about the early part of your career.
Yeah, so like you said, I'm from La Jolla. It all started with beauty pageants. My mom got me started in them. And after winning titles, Little Miss Southern California, this and that, I was referred to a big agency out here in LA. And when after signing with them, I started booking campaigns. I was part of the Tiger Woods Target campaign. I was reoccurring on a show called The Parenthood, which was a Robert Townsend show on WB. And so
right.
just after booking, going on to book numerous things, that really got the ball rolling. And so that's my start in it and kind of, you know,
that's awesome.
My start in life. It all
Well, you had some great starts. I mean, like you said, I saw that you were with Parenthood, and Robert Townsend is just like so prolific at everything. He does it all. He produced, yeah. directs, writes, does the whole nine yards.
He's incredible.
Talk about your early movies, I mean, you were in Devil's Tomb with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Ron Perlman, two fantastic actors.
Yes. Yes. I played Cuba Gooding Jr.'s daughter in that film.
I mean, what kind of an acting experience is that for one of your first roles? How cool is that?
I know. I've been very fortunate and fortunate to work with, as you stated, prolific, amazing, very talented people. So to be surrounded by that is incredible. I'm very fortunate, and I'm humbled.
Then you were in that Hellraiser series, the Inferno one. Clive Barker's phenomenal writer. And then I'm in love personally with Nicholas Turturro. Did you have any scenes with him at all?
I did not, but he was very kind, very nice guy.
Very cool. Well, that is awesome. I mean, you and I will be besties when I come out to L.A. You like the same theaters I – we're both Hairspray and Rent. I'm just a fanatic on both of those.
Do you like Hairspray and Rent? Oh, my God. So I always, like, almost like three times a week I play 525,000. Oh, my God, that's one of my favorite songs.
I love that. I got to tell you my story on Rent. I've told it on the radio, I think, once or twice before. But when I first got into Rent, whatever it was, 10 years ago, whatever, when it first came, a little bit after it came out, my friend had the soundtrack to it and said, here, I'll give you the soundtrack. And then if you want, we'll go see it in New York. I said, great. So he gives me the soundtrack, but only had the first CD, second CD for it. So he said, I'll find it. I'll get it to you. So I play the first CD like 100 times. I'm in love with this CD, right?
Yes.
And so this is so upbeat. This is so cool. Then he gives me the second CD, and that's where everyone starts dying. It's like, wait a second, what's going on? This was such an upbeat show for a second. And then all of a sudden, Angel's going, and everyone's breaking up, and no one's having fun. But, oh, my God, that's one of the most amazing music. I've probably seen 15 productions of it from New York to L.A.
Great, fantastic. I can watch it a million times. And then Hairspray's more fun. It's more, you know, I love the one they have going with Ariana Grande. Have you seen that at all?
I did. What did you think of that? I have some mixed feelings. I thought it was pretty well orchestrated overall.
Well, it was very lighthearted. It was very fun. It wasn't your authentic Hairspray, I don't think. But I did enjoy it. I thought they all sang very well for the most part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it was fun. It was definitely fun. I love Hairspray for the fun behind it. Like you said, the authentic, I mean, as much as, God, who cannot say that Jennifer Hudson's the most terrific voice and actress in a generation, but her playing big old Motormouth Mabel singing Big Blonde was hard for me to understand. The Weight Watchers queen is now this beautiful young thing, and she's trying to be big Motormouth. So I thought that was a little weird, and I really didn't like them having all of the fans in the stands for it. It kind of broke the whole concentration of the movie a little bit, I thought.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you're saying. So all in all, it was definitely just fun for the most part.
But it is fun. Do you ever get to see the play version or even the movie of Newsies?
Of what?
Newsies?
I haven't heard of Newsies. What's that about?
Oh, it is so much fun. It's my latest obsession after Rent, actually. Newsies is based on a movie. The movie was a little Disney flop movie back, God, I think like 20 years ago the movie was out. And it's a bunch of it's a musicalized version of the Newsboy paper strike in New York City back in like 1899 or something. But it's all these newsboys going on strike, singing and dancing little hearts out. They have, believe it, Christian Bale, Batman, was the star of it, believe it or not, and was the lead, and he doesn't even admit to it on his resume to this day, which I think is pretty funny, because he thought it was too kind of schlocky being in a Disney musical. But it turned out that the movie was 20 years ago, then they updated it about 3 or 4 years now, and brought it to a play in New York. They opened it at the Paper Mill Playhouse there, and it got such great reviews, they brought it to Broadway for a 40-night run, and it ended up going for 2 years.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Wow.
It was some of the most
wow.
talented singers and acrobats. They have a beautiful, beautiful cast of great guys. It's mostly the news guys, and they're dancing and they're singing. Then they have a love interest played by Kara Lindley from Broadway, who is fantastic. And
wow.
actually, the lead originated in New York is Jeremy Jordan, who now is on the Supergirl series on the CW. So it launched a lot of careers.
Wow.
It's crazy how that stuff happens.
It is interesting how many actors you wouldn't believe started in, musicals or, singing, dancing background.
Oh, right. Exactly. I mean, so many people. You have Andrew Rannells came from Girls, and he was in that movie for a while. And then you have Laura Benante, who's just like most phenomenal actress and singer around. She's done a lot
right.
of that. Are you into plays at all? Do you ever want to be on one, or do you prefer?
I grew up in my high school, the La Jolla. I actually went to the La Jolla Playhouse Conservatory. I took a whole summer intensive there, so that was really awesome. I am not a singer, at all.
Right.
But I do dance. I took 11 years of ballet and jazz, so I love musicals. I love that. I grew up with dancing background. Unfortunately, I miss the whole holding a note thing.
Right. Well, that's one of the great things about where you grew up too. I mean, the La Jolla Playhouse and the Globe Theater in San Diego are iconic.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Many great actors and entertainers came from those places for sure.
That is so. Well, let's go ahead and take a small little break here. I want to play a little bit of my song, Trevor Page. This is his American Dream. I'm back. We're going to dive into a little bit of pop culture and a little bit of LGBT news going on here. We're talking with the amazing actress, Rachel Curran. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
I want
got someone to share my life with. Just think, you and me, oh, what a dream. Oh, there is a life for me, yeah. I wanna meet a girl I'm never gonna dream. I'd give anything to be, yeah. The other one I just the way to be. I wanna meet a
We are back. That's our good friend Trevor Page with American Dream. Guys, my special co-host today is the lovely and talented Rachel. If you want to call in and talk about any subject on your mind, today we're talking about politics, a little bit of LGBT news, a little bit of pop culture. Give us a call here at 347-989-0126. I think I'll start off with a little bit of pop culture here. Of course, we had Valentine's Day yesterday. How did you spend your Valentine's, Rachel?
I spent it in the Maldives.
Well, you just got back like day before yesterday then.
I got back yesterday.
Wow, I didn't know it was that soon. I thought you were back like last week.
No, God, no. I just got back yesterday. So I have a little bit of jet lag, but it's all worth it. I'm all good.
All right. I thought I heard you say something about Valentine's Day. I thought, wait a second, maybe I heard that wrong. But you were actually spent Valentine's in the Maldives. Oh, my goodness. How cool is that?
I know. It was lovely. It was, oh, I had the time of my life.
That is awesome. Well, I had my standard reservation for one at Applebee's, but no, I'm kidding. Didn't do too much. I had a radio show, but I didn't do too much yesterday. I've had a Valentine for 2 years now, but it's still a fun day. It's fun to do all the fun stuff with it.
What's up with that?
Hey, have you heard about the new Ryan Murphy show coming out on FX? It's called Feud, the Bette and Joan trailer?
No.
It's Ryan Murphy, of course, from Glee and American Horror Story and all these great television movies. He's bringing the movie about the feud between Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. Did you ever see Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
Yeah.
Classic movie. Just those two are at their wicked best, but I guess Joan Crawford and Bette Davis did not get along at all. I mean, they were like really mean to each other and pulled pretty bad pranks on each other throughout this entire movie. And so I think it's like a 3-day arc miniseries out of it called Feud. And like I said, we all know that Ryan Murphy is just great. They're having Jessica Lange play Joan Crawford and Susan Sarandon, who I love, as Bette Davis. So it should be a lot of fun.
Nice.
I saw the trailer. If you go to YouTube, you can look for the trailer now out, and it's just going to be a great show. I think it premieres on March 5th, but that's going to be really, really cool. So I'm looking forward to that. What's your guilty pleasure? Are you a movie person or a concert person, or what's your guilty pleasure to do?
My guilty pleasure is reality shows.
Really?
I love good reality. Well, I shouldn't say good, but I love reality shows, absolutely. I binge watch Mariah's World, The Housewives, all of the cities. I love reality. It's my guilty pleasure.
I love that. Reality TV is so much fun. I've never gotten into Housewives, but that's every other gay boy I know, unfortunately, is a housewife fanatic. But yeah, I do like other shows. They're just a lot of fun. And I'm a TV-aholic, unfortunately. I record way too much TV, and I never get around to watching it. I record probably 20 hours a week and watch maybe 2 hours a week. It's horrible.
Hey, you like what you like.
I don't know. I just don't have time to do it between getting ready for the radio show and I kind of a home health care for my mom here. So taking care of her, I just don't have a lot of time. When I like to relax, I just like to chill. I like to listen to some music, watch a lot of TV when I can, but I end up recording a lot and just deleting it more out of the DVR than anything else.
Oh, Absolutely. My DVR box, that's how I even watch TV, honestly. So I totally can relate. I get my glass of wine because I'm a wine connoisseur.
Nice.
Every now and then I'll have my vodka Sprite with lime. And I, like I said, I binge watch on all my favorite reality stuff.
I like it. I'm a wine person, too. What kind of wine tips your boat there?
I like dessert wine, so like Moscatos and plum wines and all the sweet wines. But I will drink a nice Pinot. How about you?
Nice. I love a good Italian sweet Lambrusco. Those are great.
Aren't they so good? Oh my God, yeah.
I can drink those all freaking night long.
I could too. Hey, when I was in Italy and Paris, they have some amazing wines out there. Oh God, I got so spoiled with the food and wine in Europe.
Oh, I bet. That's when you can drink young. I mean, the kids start drinking wine at like 11 out in Europe.
I know. Just like in Tijuana, you start drinking at 18, you know. I used to cross the border at 18 years old, get my tequila shot. So, hey, we're when in Rome.
Nice. I like it. We'll talk about TV a bit. I mean, you just still play ET now, but you had just the star turn during the New Edition story. I mean, you played a phenomenon. I mean, Shamari is just so well known. How was it going into that role? How was that shooting?
Oh my God. The shooting was absolutely incredible. Everybody on set was amazing to work with. Really a comfortable set, great environment. And then, as you said, Shamari Fierce, oh my gosh, I have loved and admired her since a young girl. I used to perform her as her in the talent shows. They've got such great hits. I love her from the movie Bring It On, classic. So
right.
When I got the audition, I instantly knew who she was. So I was really able to be myself and just, you know, have fun with it.
That is so cool. I mean, talk about co-stars. You got, of course, Brashear Gray from Hakeem of Empire, just so hot right now. And we were talking about Hairspray earlier. Elijah Kelly with Seaweed and Hairspray with John Travolta.
Yeah.
How fun was that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They are so cool. Elijah is hilarious. He used to just crack jokes, make fun. I mean, he is so funny. He's got one of the best personalities ever. Such a funny guy.
He looks like it because I just loved him in the movie version of Hairspray. And now Keith Powers played your husband. I don't really know too much about him. How is he to play with?
Keith is so sweet and just very, just caring. He really just, you know, explained how everything had been working on set when I first arrived and really just made it easy to work with him. Very just down-to-earth, grounded guy. I loved him as my husband in the film.
That is awesome. And, of course, New Edition's been so popular. And back to Belle Biv DeVoe. And
29
it was just,
million views. 29 million views. Woo!
It's crazy. That's just awesome. I'm so excited for you. And it's still playing right now. If you go to BET, it's going to be playing eventually here.
It's going to be playing forever. So hopefully one
it.
Day I have children. When we turn on BET years from now, they will get to see it. Their children's children will get to see it. This will play on BET forever.
Oh, you got to be proud of that. That is awesome.
I know. Very exciting.
Now, talk a little bit about, I mean, we're in Black History Month, too. And talk about being, as an actress, are you finding it, we're finally getting a lot of roles, Academy roles. We finally got a good, diverse Academy award season this season. Are you finding
Correct.
It? Being a little more accepting, or how are you finding it? Are you finding it more of a deterrence or just the way it is for anybody anymore?
You know, I think that there's definitely been, you know, improvements. I think they're making great internal steps towards, you know, more inclusion of diversity of ethnicities. I'm very excited for this year's Oscar nominations. You know, they've got Octavia Steele Washington. So I feel there's improvement being made for sure.
Right. It's so heartening. We're trying to get through so much. We have a presidency now where things are going crazy. Did you hear about the Twitter feud last week with Captain America, Chris Evans, and that guy from
what
the KKK, that David Duke guy, used to be a congressman.
What is up with that? That's insane. Yes, I did. I love the way that he handled that guy, though. I loved his comeback. Beautiful.
He took him down so well. I mean, it was so stupid. For those of you that didn't hear about it, I suggest you Google it. But I guess I got into a – he had said something about Jeff Sessions, on how great Jeff Sessions was. And I'm trying to see if I can find the tweet here that was just so utterly wrong. Let's see. Okay, here it goes. David Duke, who was the KKK white supremacist, who was a – I don't know how he was a congressman, but he's a congressman. But he tweeted out on February 8th, "Thank God after 8 horrible years of black radical Marxists, we finally have an attorney general who will defend decent American people rather than thugs." Unbelievable that he would say that. That statement is so offensive to so many people. It's incredible. And so Chris Evans saw it and decided to get back into it and said, "If David Duke, yes, David Duke in capitals, thinks you're right, then you are equivocally wrong. The confirmation of Jeff Sessions is beyond words." I just couldn't believe that tweet from him. That's just amazing.
He's got a lot of class, that guy.
Yeah, and it's stupid. Then, of course, the guy doesn't let it go. I swear, talk about President Trump, can't let a tweet go or anything. Then all of a sudden on the 12th of February, David Duke tweeted out, "Why does Chris Evans, who plays the Jew-inspired superhero Captain America, hate the women of his people so much with the hashtag white genocide?" And it shows pictures of Chris dating Jenny Slate, Naomi Harris, people of different ethnicities, like it's a bad thing.
Right.
And oh my God.
Him with that. His comeback to that was awesome. Did you see that comeback?
Yeah, I think, let me see if I can find that. I have it somewhere here. I know I pulled it up. So Chris Evans' comeback to that, "I don't hate them. That's your, in capital, method. I love. Try it. It's stronger than hate. It unites us. It's in you under that anger and fear."
Boom.
Love that.
Boom.
I mean, Naomi Harris, Oscar nominated Naomi Harris, I should say. I just can't believe he would bring anybody down. It's just unbelievable to me, the things that we still hear about. And you, as African-American female, have to live with it. I get so offended just as my ugly old white male here. But I mean, how do you put up with things like that?
You just have to understand that there are those kinds of people out there, and you have to understand that you can't allow it to affect you. It's their issues, you know. Otherwise, if I were to take in all the hateful things I've heard about myself, I would be a bitter, unhappy person. So
right.
I just have to really just understand and kind of feel sorry for them. And as, you know, he came back and said, underneath all that, there's love. Deep down inside, there's love. You know, that's just, I think, what they were taught or what's a security method for them. But, you know, it's really sad and it's unfortunate. And you just have to look past it and just keep going through
that. Good for you. I mean, I haven't told the story. I first moved back, and when I lived in Southern California, there was not a lot, but I would say probably 10 to 12 black students that went to my high school. We were all really friends, and there wasn't any racist bone in anyone's body in my entire high school that I saw. In our community in Southern California, it just doesn't seem as bad. But I moved back here 15 years ago to Northeast Ohio, Rachel, and I love to write. So this writers group they were having at Barnes & Noble once a week for a bunch of writers to get together and share their work, right? So this lovely black girl, I never met, she just moved here. Her name was Sherry, and she was so sweet. Her and her husband had just moved to my area of Northeast Ohio, and I'm in a very, very kind of posh, the neighborhood's not posh, but everyone here thinks they're stuck-up white people that all voted for Trump, basically. And she had into the neighborhood with her husband, and the second week of our book class, she comes in, and the neighbors, the next door neighbors, the week after they moved in, put a black lawn jockey in their front yard. I was appalled.
Oh, God.
That's how bad it is still here in Ohio, and I can't even imagine going down to the South. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm from, I was pretty much the only black girl growing up. You're familiar with
Well, I felt proud because all of us, this group, we went to our house afterwards, and we went to the neighbor's house, and we took it out right in front of him. And took it out, and we threw it away. I actually drove off with it. I felt very accomplished with that. Because it's just, like, unbelievable that people – and this was only 15 years ago. I mean, we should have we should have gone a lot past that, even back then. I know it does, it's hard, but it's just – and they say all these LGBT history months and black history months are not needed. Pride's not needed. Black history months are not needed. Then you have things like this, and it's still happening every day. Just annoying.
Yeah, like I said, I'm from La Jolla. It's a predominantly white area. I was like, I knew one other black person in the entire city of La Jolla. And fortunately, I was raised around educated human beings who saw past that. So I'm very, I guess, lucky that I didn't grow up with, you know, ignorance like that. I grew up around educated human beings who treated others with kindness and respect. So, I mean, that's very sad.
It's so crazy. It's just a different time, and it's getting a little better back here, but it's still, I would say we're about 20 years behind where California was at least, and it could be shocking sometimes back here. But we live and learn. I mean, we all have our cross to deal with. I know it's not better for us gays out here either sometimes, so it's a little crazy.
Right.
We deal with what we have to do. Let's get into some better news here. I want to talk about a new video that came out the other day. And the singer-songwriter's name is Tom Goss. He's an out gay songwriter and singer. And he has put this new video that he launched day before Valentine's Day. And it's just beautiful. It's from his song called, let me pull it up here real quick so I have it. Okay, it's called... More Than Temporary is the name of the song. It's from his What Does It Break album. And what I love about it, what the whole theme of the video is, Rachel, as far as More Than Temporary, it shows a young couple, a young gay couple getting together, these two boys getting together, they're very like first date type thing. And then it follows one of the guys, he goes off to work and about, and they start passing older LGBT couples. They have a couple, a trans group, trans woman and a woman partner. They have two gay males. They have an older gay male and a younger guy. And it just shows that talk about in diversity, you don't see LGBT life is so much about the young party boys and the good looking bodies and the clubs. And you forget about people that have been together 40 and 50 years and things like that. So I think it was just such a beautiful story to put together with a song title that More Than Temporary, that is just beautiful. So I'm going to have to send you that link sometime, Rachel, but it's beautiful. We're going to play it now, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, this is Tom Goss, More Than Temporary. The beginning is the two guys meeting and then the song, and I'm going to stop it in the end there because it just shows, talks about the couples. So this is Tom Goss. We're going to have him on the show in a couple weeks. My buddy knows him, and we're going to play his song. This is More Than Temporary. Be sure to go look for the music video, and I have the lovely Rachel Curran standing on my soapbox with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay. That was fun.
Yeah. Can I get a picture of you?
In this outfit?
Yeah.
Okay. Just for
it's very cute.
How are you? I'd love to see you again.
I have to go to work.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day. day, San Francisco. This is KHJ Radio 7. And do you smell that? That's love in the air. Did you know that there are over 34,000 LGBT couples in the Bay Area alone? This one goes out to Pat and Loretta celebrating 30 years together. Congratulations, Pat and Loretta. We think this song says it all. Here's Tough Guys with More Than Temporary.
One more down. 14 hours. Breathe aloud. The simplest sound of you. Like it's something more than temporary. Oh, just waking up to more than the sun that creeps this Sunday morning now.
That was Tom Goss with his new video I encourage you guys to go look at. And it's called More Than Temporary. It's a great LGBT positive video. And the song is pretty mellow, right, Rachel? I kind of like it. I can go to sleep to that.
Yeah, very peaceful feel. I'm very at ease.
Great words to it and very mellow out, which I like a lot. Now, you travel quite a bit, Rachel. You've been to Australia, right?
I've been to Australia. I've been to 21 countries.
Well, they got a, I got a story in Australia. It's really cool. Right now they have in New Zealand, they're having their Pride, and their Pride goes for 2 weeks there. Their Pride is February 10th to the 26th. And then starting this Friday in Sydney is their Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. And they have their big bank down there. It's called AZN, Bank of Australia, New Zealand. They released a new ad series for the Mardi Gras and for the festival, and it's really kind of cool. It's going all over Australia called the Hold Tight campaign. It's another video that you have to see. This is just music. There's no words, so I'm not going to play it today. But look up if you're out there. It's called hashtag Hold Tight, and what it shows, and it's kind of cool, it shows couples walking kind of hand in hand, and it shows all kind of couples. It shows gay, straight, transgender, mixed race, everything kind of holding. And then when they get into a public setting, they kind of break hands because, you know, we're like little scared what it's like in public. And then at the end of the video, they grab back and hold on together and hold on tighter. And the whole program is called Hold Tight. So I'm just pretty impressed that an Australian bank is, A, funding this entire advertising, and it goes for LGBT pride. But that's great. And Australia is fighting right now really hard for marriage equality.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. I'm all about equal rights.
That's why we love having you on as an ally. You are magnificent, my dear.
Oh.
All right, I'll talk about a little LGBT news, and then we're going to find out more about what's going on with you. We're running out of time here, and I want to talk about a series you have coming out later. But I did see yesterday, I talked about a little bit on my radio show yesterday, right out of here in Ohio, where I'm at, in Columbus, Ohio, is where this movie is based. It's put together by, it's called Five Girls Productions, or Five Sisters Productions. But it's a new documentary. It's going to premiere March 3rd in select cities and theaters, and then it'll be on all the streaming services March 7th, iTunes and Amazon and stuff. And it's called Kings and Queens and In-Betweens, and was made in a small suburb outside of Columbus, Ohio. And it just focuses on a small community and all of the LGBT people that make up the small community. And it shows drag kings and drag queens and people kind of coming out. And it gives a real taste of flavor to what it's like to talk about gender and sex and sexuality in a small town. And I'm just kind of excited it comes out of Ohio. So I'll talk more about that. And we're going to have the producers of the show from the Five Sisters Production Company on the show in a couple weeks. But I wanted to kind of shout that out now. Look for it online. You can see the trailer for it online. But let's jump out in our last 5 minutes or so here, Rachel. I want to talk a little bit about your new show that you have. It's called Siblings. You're playing Cassandra. Have you filmed it already, or are you still in production?
Yes, we already filmed it. It is done, and it is slated for Netflix.
And what can you tell us about the show and your character?
I can. I play Cassandra, who is the wife of a senator. And I am going to meet his family. And it just really shows you when you haven't yet met your fiance or husband's family, the craziness of what can happen. And you can expect one thing, and the family turns out to be a totally different thing. And so you just see all the funniness and craziness of what happens with me meeting my my fiance's family.
Nice. Those are fun shows. I like that.
Yeah, it was a blast filming. We could not stop laughing. Those are the best sets.
That's great. And where did you shoot that at? Did you guys shoot it in L.A. or did you have to go out of town?
Yeah, we shot Los Angeles.
Great. What other projects are coming to you? What would be your dream role? Tell me what your dream role would be and tell me what other projects you have going on.
I have another project. It's the Amazon TV show called Bosch. I filmed that. And as far as what my dream role would be, I would love to play something crazy, kind of dark, fun, something like Halle Berry and Catwoman. I love action, you know, women who play these action roles. Halle Berry also got to play in X-Men. You know, I love those kinds of just action badass roles.
Right.
Something like Angelina Jolie and Tomb Raider, or even a dark, twisted role like Angelina in Girl Interrupted. I just really love out there kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Nice. And who are some of the actresses that you're looking up to today? Who do you really admire?
I love Halle Berry. I think she's really paved the way for black actresses like myself. I also love Jennifer Lawrence. I think not only she's dynamite as an actress, I just love her personality. To be so young and so accomplished and with all the accolades she has at such a young age, I just think she has the best personality. I want to be besties with her. I think she is hilarious.
That would be a hoot because she tells it as it is. She has a great sense of humor. She's on the spot funny. I think you're right. I think she'd be fun to hang with.
She's hilarious. I watch her interviews just to laugh. I think she is just so funny.
And you're really tight with your friends. I mean, that was one of your goals in becoming an actor. Are you still able, do you have your core group of friends way back from employer? Do you have a new set of friends now? Or what do you and your friends like to do just to chill and relax?
My friends and I, we love to go to new restaurants, so good restaurants. One of our favorites is Ketch. It's a new restaurant. We also like the Nice Guy, Soho House. So we really just like restaurants with a cool vibe, good music. Tocamadera is another favorite. So our thing to do is restaurants, for sure. I'm not much of a club person. When I go out of town or out the country or I'm hosting, okay, fine. But when I'm in LA, I just like nice, cool stuff that vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. How nice is that? I love that.
Thank you.
So what is your absolute favorite restaurant now? I'm a big foodie too. What's your favorite restaurant in LA? When I'm out there in April, where do I have to be? Two or three places. I'm a huge breakfast fan and I like a really nice dinner. So give me two good recommendations.
We have a lot of great brunches. It depends on the area. Okay, so there's this great brunch place actually in the Valley, which is where I live, I mentioned. It's called Granville.
Oh, nice.
Granville Restaurant is in Studio City. So that's – are you a seafood person?
I'm not a big seafood person. I'm more of a steak and potato kind of guy or Chinese.
Then you have to go to Mastro's in Beverly Hills. That is my favorite. It's between that and
great.
Nobu, but if you're not a big sushi seafood kind of guy, then you want to go to Mastro's and you'll have a great time. They've got a DJ on the third floor. On the second floor, it's a live piano band. Really great restaurant. Excellent food. Check out Mastro's.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it now. Oh, I love going out to nice restaurants like that. Well, man, we're coming to the end of our time. Rachel Currens, it's been lovely to talk to you today. Thanks so much for calling in and standing on my soapbox.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I had a great time. It's really been fun. I appreciate you having me.
Well, you are welcome back anytime. Anytime you have a new project, you can come on this show and we can just talk like we did all the way, or we'll come out, bring you on the Left and Straight show and just do a great interview. But I appreciate so much your time. Stay on the line for me. I'm going to play out with a new song from Preston Wiggins, who was just on the show last week. He has a new album dropping April 11th. This is Soul Survivor. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Right now, but I can taste the freedom, release the demons, climbing out from underground. Brand new legs, open weak, there's no stopping me. I believe I can stand. From the ashes, I rise up, I'm flying free. Now I know who I am. Like a scar, I can't.
And we are back. That was Preston Wiggins with his new song, Soul Survivor. Look for his album out April 11th. Guys, I was so excited to have Rachel Currents on the show today. I couldn't hear that much in my headphones. I hope I didn't shout too much or overspeak anything, but I was having a little bit of audio issues here in the studio. But thanks for tuning in. Guys, whatever you want, you can call into the show when we're live. I hope next Wednesday we'll get a bunch of you to call in live and help us rant, rave, and review the week in pop culture, LGBT news, and, of course, a bit of politics. Appreciate you coming on. We're going to be back next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with LGBT Radio. And, of course, this Saturday and every Saturday we have our new allies, Rebecca and Joe Lombardo, with their Voices for Change 2.0. Talks all about mental health issues and keeping yourself healthy. And it's a great show to listen to right here on Leftist Right Network. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Left of Straight. That's LeftOfStr and the number 8. On Facebook, we have the Left of Straight Show page. And we have Scott Fullerton. You can follow me personally. Love to friend you back. So thanks for that. If you ever miss an episode, get the free app, guys. It's absolutely free. It's available for your tablet, your iPhone, your Android. Go to your app store and type in Left of Straight Radio, and you're good to go. So thanks for tuning in. This is Standing on My Soapbox. We'll be back next week. Have a great evening.
Thanks for listening to Standing on My Soapbox, brought to you each week right here on the Left of Straight Radio Network. For sponsorship and advertising opportunities, check out our website at www.leftofstraightradio.com. Join us here every week and be sure to download our free app at your iPhone or Android App Store. Just search for Left of Straight Radio. Thank you and good night.